she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved good my morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Tammy Pickard.
Hey.
JP, a.k.a. Snuggles.
Hey, hey.
And me, Sybil. Apologize for my talking today. I had my lips injected this week with fillers. That's why I've got these big old fluffy lips. So if I'm like mumbling, that's why.
It's a duck-billed Sybil puss.
It is. I look like Goldie Hawn in First Wives Club. That's what they look like right now. They'll go down.
She keeps bumping into the microphone.
I
didn't notice until you mentioned it.
Oh, okay.
I really didn't.
Well, it makes me talk funny, so you would have heard it at some point. So. That's what we're dealing with today, guys. If you want to give us a call, 877-881-1053 is the number, or send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can call Autoflex. They're open today, just in time for Labor Day. What's the number, David?
Exactly. And you know what we're having this weekend? This is the last day of our truck, SUV, and CUV sale. We've got lots of pre-owned trucks, SUVs, and CUVs that are great vehicles, a year or two old. And you can either lease them, you can buy them, or you could flex buy one of those great vehicles so you and your family will have something new to go to the soccer fields in and do all of the picking up and everything you need to do this fall as we move into fall, although you can't tell it outside. Give us a call at either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234 if you're out of the area. And as always, autoflex.com, where you can see them online.
You know, I've done this show for 9 years now, and I'm going to sound foolish here, but what's a CUV?
It's a compact utility vehicle.
Okay.
It's like a baby Tahoe.
Aww.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what an SUV is, but I haven't heard CUV before.
Yeah.
So give Autoflex a shout, and they can help you out. I like this. A little bit later, we're going to talk about why are buyers paying more for used cars and what you should do with your old car. But first... great way to kick off the show. Who's a better driver in your relationship, you or your SO? You or your partner?
Yeah, and you know, the Harris poll did a poll for e-driving, e-driving.com, and they asked people, who's the best driver, you or your significant other? And amazingly enough, the people they ask, 85% of them said they were a better driver than their significant other.
Well, of course they did.
So I'm wondering, you know, for the listeners out there, are you a better driver or is your significant other a better driver? And is there a lot of conflict that goes on when you are riding or driving with your significant other? Because, you know, looking at this poll, about a third of people have serious conflict about the driving habits of their significant other.
Right. If you want to send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text, 43733 is the number. I know in my relationship I can be open-minded about this, and I am not the better driver. My husband is a far better driver than I am because he doesn't speed and he doesn't take a lot of risks when he's driving. He's very cautious, and y'all know me. I'm a speed demon.
Yes.
So for me, mine is my partner.
Well, you know, one of the things they discovered in the survey is older people think they are much better drivers than younger people.
And he is older than I am. So.
Well, but
these people
are 65 and older.
Seniors.
Oh, okay. Yeah, seniors. And if you looked at insurance rates based on accident experience, then those seniors actually probably are better drivers because they don't have a lot of accidents, whereas younger people tend to have more accidents. But two-thirds of the respondents considered themselves to be very good drivers. And only a third said that their spouse was a very good driver or their significant other or whoever it is.
Is there a line drawn between female versus male in the poll takers?
No. Oh, yes, sure. Because they divided the numbers up to different ways. If you looked at men versus women, men were four times as likely to label their spouses as bad drivers, while women were only three times as likely to label their spouse as bad drivers. And the fan texts are already coming in. My wife and I have been together for over 3 years. She drove me the first night we met and the other time to take me to the hospital.
That's
because she knows I'm a better driver. Oh.
Well, plus, you know, usually we girls like to be chauffeured.
I prefer to be driven around.
Me too. Sure. Yeah, you don't have to focus on where you're going and pay attention, and you can check your phone.
Unless I'm with a bad driver.
Autoflex, then you can't do anything. You're terrified. Autoflex Leasing Fantex, here comes the honesty. We both suck. There you go.
Only 2% of these people polled think they're bad drivers.
Okay, not only did not only did the survey suggest married people don't think highly of their spouse's driving abilities, they found out that there was hints of marital discord on long trips.
Really?
Yes. Shocking. Can you imagine? Autoflex Leasing Fantex, my wife is a terrible driver. Every time I ride with her, I'm using the imaginary brake pedals.
That's great.
Yeah.
I imagine, yeah, usually even on short trips, not necessarily a road trip, but men always complain that the woman's being a backseat driver and nagging about how he's driving.
Yeah.
And then there's the old stereotype that the guy gets lost and won't ask for directions. So, of course, there's discourse.
Okay. That's over. You don't. No more with that. You've got Waze. You have navigation systems on the smartphone. So there's no more lost. That's not going to be an excuse. But I have to say, my significant other is a really great driver. I just get nervous when that person seems to feel like we're on a time crunch.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden we get very aggressive like we're at NASCAR and we're going to win.
I do that too, actually.
The diving that this guy can do between cars. 1 inch, he sticks his whole entire car in between those two. 1 inch. I don't know how he does it.
Back to our on-air audience. Do you drive competitively? Is it a contest when you drive? Because maybe that could be part of the issue with how people feel. Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Men have more moving accidents, I think, than women. Women hit more stationary objects like mailboxes and parked cars.
Well, I know my sister has hit 2 parked cars in her own driveway, so I'm going to go with that's true. She hit an electric gate coming out.
Oopsie.
Oh, yeah, she's not. Mm-mm.
And I've backed into a tree before, so I fall into that statistic.
Did it jump out and bite the car?
Yes, of course it did.
I backed into a tree once, but it was in a golf cart.
So it wasn't
too bad. At a rapid speed, by the way. It might have been beer.
I need to mention my brother in Mexico, Sean, who listens every week. He lives in Puerto Vallarta. He owns a fabulous restaurant called Nacho Daddy, which is a lot of fun. But anyway, he listens every week to the show while he does the books.
Aww.
So good morning, Sean. Happy books. And then there's another
Happy Labor Day.
Yeah. There's another Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. What is your station number in the Austin area? I don't know of a station number in the Austin area, but if you go online and listen to 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, you'll be able to hear the show live.
Yeah, you can listen at radio.com.
Ah.
There you go.
Radio.com, that's the station.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then, you know, the other thing that sort of comes to mind is some people change when they get behind the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
They turn into someone else.
Right. Yeah, they get a little bit more aggressive, maybe a little bit more.
I get judgy. Mm-hmm.
You do?
Oh, yes. I determine who's a good driver and who isn't, so I'm very judgy behind the wheel.
I'm mm-hmm. meaner.
Do you do you talk to other people in their cars
of
while
course.
You're behind the wheel?
Oh, yeah, they get an earful. They just don't hear it, thank goodness. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We tell them all about it.
Uh-huh. If they're doing something wrong.
Yeah, but I'm not looking at them while I'm doing it because I don't want to get shot.
I always do, you know, like if I'm, say I'm a pedestrian and I'm crossing the street and somebody slows down to let me cross, I'll wave and go, thank you. And right. It's funny because my husband will bring up, like, why do you say thank you? They can't hear you. You know, you can just wave. Yeah, I guess they could. But don't you naturally just kind of go, thank you? Or if somebody lets you in traffic, you say it. And then he's right. They can't hear you. But I like to acknowledge it.
Well, and so my sister had lived in California for 30 years, and I'd never really driven with her. And when I went out there once to see her the very first time, I rode with her, and she screamed and cussed at everyone else. It was crazy. She was like, she turned into her head peeled open, and this monster came out, and that's what drove the car. I've never seen anything. The transformation was amazing. And then she got out of the car, and she was her old sweet self again. Just like nothing had happened.
You're right. We get in there, and it's a totally different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've said this multiple times. If we drove our cars more like we pushed around our shopping baskets at the grocery store, it would be a totally different experience, wouldn't it? We'd be a lot nicer to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I could just reach out there and slap you when it's our grocery store cars. You know,
right.
I can reach you.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're a lot more polite.
I guess maybe because there's the face-to-face contact, and in a car, it's like your own little world.
You can't just get away.
Yeah.
There.
Mm-hmm. It's your own bubble.
Wonder what everybody else thinks.
We have an Autoflex Leasing fan texter, 43733. I don't drive competitively until I'm the only one on a multi-lane street, no one behind me, and then someone on a side street turns right in front of me and gets into my lane. That would tick me off, too.
Autoflex Leasing fan text. I wish other people could hear me. They would hear me asking them if their car came with a blinker or if they saw that stop sign or where they learned to drive.
Same things we've all said. But, you know, it's not – the cars do come with a blinker. I think they didn't check their blinker fluid. They're probably out of blinker
right,
fluid.
That's what it is.
Well, I used to call it blinker juice, but then one of our brilliant fan texters said it's blinker fluid.
That's like, Tammy, you said one time you want to have one of those like police speakers on your car where you can pull up the mic and talk to people when they're doing something wrong.
I'd like to tell them all about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want them to know it's coming from me. I'd want them to feel like it's God. You know, just booming voice telling them all about it.
Yes.
The one thing I got out of this e-driving survey that was done by the Harris Poll people was that children learn to drive by watching their parents.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you are one of those people that zips in and out of lanes, cuts people off, makes illegal turns, doesn't follow the rules, all of those things, your children notice that when they're in the car. And then when they grow up, if you complain about them driving, guess where they learned it?
Yep.
Yeah.
I got my lead foot from my mama. I know that's where it came from. Yeah. All right. We got to take...
I was going to say, I realized the other day I kind of have a lead foot, too. But not when anybody's around, really.
What? That's breaking news, Tammy Pickard.
Yeah.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And if you're looking for a new car, big sale going on this weekend on your leases at Autoflex. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. If you live outside the area where the radio barely plays. And you can also go to autoflex.com and you can see some of the great stories that we're going to do on the air here. And also a funny, funny video, a good video, of a 16-year-old getting her first new car courtesy of Autoflex Leasing. And we've got that video on the Autoflex Facebook page. So
that's
you can
awesome.
Go there and check it out.
Just before this, we were talking about who's a better driver in your relationship, you or your significant other. And for the most part, people think, of course, that they are. And one of our Autoflex Leasing fan texters sent in, my wife hit the wall in our garage and she wasn't even backing in.
You know, people have distance judgment problems.
Right.
Clearly.
I've done that before. I mean, it's
the garage.
It's just a little tap. Not the wall. We have like a something in our garage, a big piece of furniture that we're waiting to donate. And so I was driving my husband's car. I'm not as comfortable.
Because your husband
is
smart enough to put that in front of where you park.
He put it in front of his parking.
Oh, okay.
I was in
all
his
right.
car. But yeah, I just went tap. And then, yeah, thankfully, no damage. But it happens. I can see how that happens.
Right? I had a client that backed into a piece of furniture that his wife had moved into the garage.
Uh-huh.
He didn't know it was there.
Right.
You know, it was in his side. She just moved this little buffet over there. And he backed into it. So when it was time for his next car, he said, now this time, Tammy, I need to make sure I have those parking sensors.
Yes.
And I said, okay, Barry, what's up? And he told me that he said, well, I just wasn't ready for it. So I clearly need beepers. But that is the greatest thing since sliced bread, I'm telling you. If you don't have the backup camera, if you at least have those sensors that will beep when mm-hmm. you're getting near something, you can have them for the rear and the front.
And
you can't see down there 1 foot off the ground when you're in the car.
We actually retrofit those on cars for people.
Perfect.
People that don't have them, bring them in and we put them on for them. Because if you don't have them, you don't understand how nice they are.
Right.
I mean, they're really great.
You have a 1980 Ford station wagon.
Right.
You'll probably find a way to put those in those big old chrome bumpers.
All right, it's Labor Day weekend, and we're hitting record-level gas prices.
It is. You know, as oil has gone down over the last few months, gasoline has continued to go down, And gasoline this weekend is $1 a gallon cheaper than it was a year ago. Think about that.
That's insane. I saw a picture on Twitter that I don't remember where in DFW it was taken, but it had gas prices at $1.99 a gallon. And I haven't seen that since like the 90s.
Okay, so I posted gasbuddy.com on Autoflex's Facebook page. So anyone that wants to find the least expensive gas around wherever you are, you can go to our Facebook page and click on the gasbuddy.com, and it'll ask you for your zip code, and then it will give you a readout of where the cheapest gas is. I went on last night, and there is a ton of $1.99 gas.
Wow.
Gas for $1.99 a gallon. You know, nationwide, it's about $2.44 average right now, but you have to consider that there are places like California, Oregon, Washington that tax the heck out of their gasoline. And that's why gasoline is so expensive in those states. And the other thing is there are states like Hawaii and Alaska that also go into that average where the location is the reason that the gasoline is as much as it is, because it has to be, in a lot of cases, imported over a great distance to do it. I think if you look around Dallas right now, you can probably find $1.99 gas pretty close to you.
Let us know where it is.
Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing fan texters, tell us and we'll share it.
Exactly. Yeah, text it in and we'll let everyone know where it is. By the way, if everyone knows that this is a big enforcement weekend, and so please do not drink and drive. But if you see an officer out there enforcing traffic, if you will let us know, we will let everyone know that he's out there doing his job and where he's doing it.
I'd like to add one more thing. Everybody knows how I feel about Uber. Not a fan.
Right.
But I would much rather you get in a car, an Uber car, than drive after drinking, please.
Mm-hmm.
And that's every day for the rest of your lives, please.
I'm using it tonight. You know I hate Uber, but I'm using it tonight so that I can go to the Ed Sheeran concert and get my drink on.
There you go.
Okay, here it comes. Autoflex Leasing fan texters. Gas is $1.89 in Granbury.
Road trip!
It is $1.82 in Wiley. I got gas for $1.92 in Forney. I got gas for $1.87 in Granbury.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I can name really that tune.
$1.82 in Wiley. That's
cheap
remarkable.
Enough.
That is.
Enough.
$1.97 in Keller. Oh, Keller, you're doing it wrong. That's the highest one.
So anyway, here's the thing, and this is what you really have to realize, and this is why it's so good for people. Drivers will save more than $1 billion on gasoline in the United States this weekend over what they paid last year at $1 a gallon.
Wow.
I mean, that's a huge amount of money. And what that does mean also is that people have more money in their pocket. If they're taking a road trip, it'll save them $15 to $25 for every trip to the station they make over what they were paying a year ago, according to how big their gas tank is.
I mean, everybody is just texting in now with where all these great gas deals are. White Settlement has gas for $1.91. Alvarado, the QT, has gas for $1.88.
$1.83, Granbury. On the northeast corner of... No, I'm just
kidding. $1.89 at the Walmart in Godley by Cleburne.
Good deal. Thank
so,
you, people.
You know, as we see oil drop in price, we've seen these gas prices eventually catch up with it. It seems that there are all kinds of refinery problems every time oil drops in price that causes the delay of the drop of price of gasoline to us as consumers, but they can only delay so long and justify it so long. The other thing is now we're moving from summer to winter blend gasoline.
Oh, yes.
And winter blend is cheaper to make than summer blend. So, and people drive less now in the winter, or drive less now in the winter period than they do in the summer. Everyone does. So you're going to see gas drop even further, probably over the next few months, unless something weird happens.
Yay! More money for Christmas presents.
Exactly.
It is. And
for traveling.
Buying
yeah.
groceries and going on vacation and all of that neat stuff.
All the people that are moving or driving or...
Yeah.
Hey, everything should get cheaper if gas... Remember when gas was so high and our bread and our corn, everything started going up in price? Well, our food, our steak should be cheaper.
Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, racetracks have the best prices, period. That's probably from someone who owns a racetrack. And another one, and here it is, Jeff Frazier, doing horribly in the oil field, though. Sucks for me.
I'm sorry,
Jeff.
I guess you just can't have win.
No, and there are a lot of people that work in that industry that have been laid off.
I'm sorry.
Because it's just not as profitable right now to pump oil out of the ground.
Yeah. We're looking for some good eggs at Autoflex Leasing.
The bottom line is gas is as inexpensive as it has been for 11 years right now.
I think that helps a lot.
It's been 2004 since we had these kind of gas prices.
Wow.
Yeah, for any sustained time at all. So it's really, really a big boon to the economy. It's not good for Jeff Frazier, clearly.
Or anybody
working in the oil business.
But remember 2008, you guys, when gas just exploded?
I do.
And everything else imploded?
Autoflex Leasing fan text, why don't you like Uber? Okay, it'll take you a minute, but if you will, go to Uber and read their terms of agreement, their terms of service, TOS. It's 32 pages long. You will understand if you read their terms of service.
And I just don't like that it's never what it says it's going to be. Like, here's
the price.
Yeah, it's never, you know, we're going to quote you $5. And then when you get it, it's like, well, it's peak hour, so it's actually $13. And then whenever you try to get your credit back, they just credit it on your account. You don't get your actual credit card refunded and turns into a big issue.
Autoflex Leasing Fantex, gas prices are great for consumers, yet thousands of people have lost their jobs. Not like you care, and I think that was directed at me. Actually, I do care. My partner, it hits very personally, is in that business also, and that's hit him, which hits me. And no one likes to see anyone lose their job, ever.
Yeah.
I want everybody to be employed. And if you, if you're unemployed right now, Tammy said it, we need people at Autoflex. We're growing, and you're welcome to give us a call. We'd sure consider you.
817 or 972-234-1234. Going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blessingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Phone number 877-881-1053 or send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And if you want to call Autoflex, what's the number, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234. Out of the area, as always, you can go to autoflex.com and see all our great pre-owned cars. If you're thinking about buying a pre-owned car, if you're thinking about leasing a new car, you can learn all about leasing at autoflex.com. And maybe you just need an appraisal on your trade-in to see if you're ready to trade yet. Maybe it's not possible. Maybe it is. Autoflex.com provides a free black book appraisal. Click on what's my trade worth, and it'll walk you through the questions. And guess what? They'll actually send you an appraisal. They won't call us for anything. It'll send you a free black book appraisal, easy for me to say, from Autoflex.com.
Love it. We were asking people, since gas prices are so low for Labor Day weekend, where are you seeing good deals? And Tony from Grand Prairie called in with a tip. Hey, Paisan!
Hey, what are you doing there, little girl?
How you doing?
Hey, listen, I was going to tell you, Flying J Truck Stop on I-20 in Dallas was $1.93.
That's pretty good.
But here in Grand Prairie on North Carrier, the Valero is $186.
That's
getting crazy.
That might be one of the lowest. That and Wiley with $1.82 we heard.
Now, I got one for you here. I'm 55 years old, originally from Waco, Texas. What is the cheapest gas y'all remember? And I got you beat.
I'm older than you, so I don't think so. 24.9.
For me, it's 75 cents a gallon.
Mine was 99 cents.
And how much did he say?
24.9.
No, sir. 6 and 7 cents a gallon.
No.
Oh, yes. When you were a little kid.
Yes, sir. Mom
okay,
said,
yeah. Yeah, when I was, I thought you meant when I was driving. Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Mom said that if it gets to double digits, I'm not driving. part, when we moved to Dallas Grand Prairie, she stopped driving. Dad started driving.
Wow. Double digits. Think that's about hilarious. That. That's crazy. Thanks, Tony. That's awesome.
And 7 cents
a gallon. Six.
Have a great
cents.
Weekend, Tony. Thanks for checking in. If you want to give
really
us a call,
cool.
877-881-1053 is the phone number. Yeah, that's a fun little story. I like that.
Okay, Autoflex Leasing fan text, and this is important. Ask people who support the police to put a stripe of blue painter's tape on the back window of their car, of their car, blue painter's tape. I know people are attaching blue ribbons to their rearview mirrors also, So if you support the police, display some blue on your car. I think they'll all appreciate it. I know that that the people that are doing it and are behind it are great people supporting their police, and they need all the help they can get right now.
Back the blue.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Margarita with White Settlement Police Department who texted in.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thank you for your service to all the officers out there.
And I forgot that police listen to the... I don't really drive 10 miles over.
Oh, we do have a lot of police officers that listen.
I don't really speed.
I wonder,
it's just a little bit.
If the officer sitting on 175 just past I-20 is listening.
He might be.
Somebody texted in and
He'll
said,
text us.
Make sure you're driving the speed limit.
Ah, they're giving out driving awards around there?
I think so. All right, let's talk about used cars, because a lot of times people want to get into that, and it looks like right now you're paying a little more.
Pre-loved cars.
Pre-loved cars, exactly. Lightly loved cars. Here's the thing. The used car market is really, really good. A lot of people consider used cars now as a purchase on rather than a new car. One of the reasons is the average price for a new car is like $35,000 now. It's crazy. If you're looking at a pre-owned car, you're going to notice something, and that is the used car prices are all a little higher than they used to be, and there's a couple of reasons for it. One of the main reasons is that there are a lot more lightly used cars out there on the market. Why? Leases. People terminating their three-year leases flood the market, literally flood the market, with three-year-old pre-owned cars. And the average age of a pre-owned car, because of that, has been dropping for the last few years. Last year, it was 4.9 years average age for a used car. This year, it's only 4.5 years old. So the average age of used cars is dropping, and with that, it is lifting the price of used cars. It's gone up 7.6% in the last 12 months, which means that it's $1,700 higher on average to buy a pre-owned car. It's a crazy number. But the reason is that those cars are newer now than they used to be. The prices on vehicles, the other thing that's interesting, because there's a flood of three-year-old cars, the price of a three-year-old car is lower than it was a year ago. But prices of like 8- and 9-year-old cars are higher than they were a year ago. And that's supply and demand. Again, those lease cars coming off lease flood the market. If you're looking for a pre-owned car, a three-year-old pre-owned car is a bargain right now. And you can still lease those cars, or you can buy those cars, or you can flex buy one of those cars from AutoFlex Leasing, and it's a great buy.
So it makes it really affordable, especially if you want a Highline vehicle. Those are great to do. You get one that's a few years old. We put an extended service agreement on it so you can have coverage for the whole time you're driving it. As far as you don't have to worry about those big mechanical failures and so forth, and you're good to go. And you'll drive that cheaper than you would if you'd gone brand new with it.
Now, one of the other things that's occurring is people are financing pre-owned cars longer and longer and longer. The average term for a pre-owned car finance is now 66.2 months. And that's a long time. So, and here's what you have to think about. Say you're getting a three-year-old car, 2012, and you finance it for 72 months, which a lot of people do. When you finish paying for that car, it's going to be 9 years old.
Yikes.
Yeah. And cars that are 9 years old have problems.
Mm-hmm.
There's just nothing you can do. I mean, they've got a lot of use, but they have a lot of problems. A good alternative, lease that three-year-old car and put it on a 3 or 4 year lease. You can get an extended warranty with it. It covers any possible problems you might have. It'll give you about the same payment that the 72-month finance does, and you'll actually be able to trade when you want to. The longer-term financing for pre-owned cars is good for the business. It's great for us in the car business. If you're a car dealer, especially, because car dealers usually sell those cars, they don't lease them. But it's not as good for the consumer in the long run. The smartest thing for the consumer in the long run is to keep a car that has, if you go back 3 or 4 years, there's a ton of safety equipment that was not on those cars then that is on the cars coming out now. So like a 2 or 3 year old pre-owned car is a great way to get all the right bells and whistles and still get into a car and save a lot of money over buying a new one.
Updated safety features. I want knee airbags in all the cars. That's one of the biggest injuries from front end collisions that people have is their knee injuries.
I haven't even heard of knee airbags.
What? Lexus did it first.
Huh.
Yeah. right under the steering wheel. They put an airbag there. Well, I happen to know somebody who was in a smaller car, and that's something to think about when you're deciding about your car and safety. It's not just all about price, and nobody thinks they're going to have a wreck.
Right.
They don't.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Shout out to the DeSoto PD for all they do. Special shout out to Detective Roderick Tasby. Thank you, sir. Hashtag back the blue.
I want to shout out to all of our police departments. I'm glad they're around.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'm just going to make sure I'm not going to do anything to cause you any extra work.
Exactly.
Here's a fun one. Do you think the police will still appreciate my blue ribbon tied to my mounted radar detector?
You know, I think you should stop and ask them.
I don't know. I mean, you wouldn't even be able to tell that's what it was, would you? It could be your nav system.
No.
He's being funny.
No. Okay. Autoflex Leasing Fantex, can you explain the benefits of the Flex Buy again? I just got in the car. Okay. A Flex Buy is a purchase, so you actually have title to the car in your name, but it works just like a lease. So you have a residual value at the end, which means that you only pay for the part of the car you're using. So you take, first of all, the savings you get from a pre-owned car, and then you only pay for the part of the car you're going to use over the next 3 or 4 years, and you save money on both of those areas. And then at the end, if you decide to buy it, you don't have to pay sales tax again because the title's already in your name. So it's sort of a triple threat there. You save money because it's a pre-owned car. You save money because you're only paying for the part of the car you're going to use. And if you decide to buy it at the end, you don't have to pay sales tax again on the transaction.
Or you
title's in your name.
Or you can trade it in and get sales tax credit.
Exactly.
For the value of that car.
There you go.
Yep. Oh, another one. Another Autoflex Leasing Fan Text. Can I go to Autoflex with great credit and lease a used car with no down payment?
Yes.
Yep.
That was easy.
I like this Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter. Gas used to be this cheap. When my mom was about to have me, my dad had to fill up the car with gas, and he pulled in. He had to run inside without paying, and he told the attendant, "I'll just get you the next day." And the attendant said, "Okay, see you tomorrow."
That's been a while back.
Yeah, that would never happen nowadays. That's great.
Oh, another, this is kind of funny, Autoflex Leasing Fan Text, and I'm with you. I'm a musician, so the hashtag confuses me. To me, it's a sharp.
Yeah. Or the pound sign, or a tic-tac-toe board. All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Autoflex Lease, oh yeah.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with David Blassingame, Tammy Pickard, Snuggles, and me, Sybil. Jesse Hawley also making his way into the studio because they're coming up next. If you want to give us a call, 877-881-1053 is the phone number, or shoot us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call Autoflex. They've got a big, bad Labor Day sale going on this weekend. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. If you'd like to do most of the work online and not have to spend a lot of time getting a car, come to us at autoflex.com. Send us a text. Send us an email. Let us know what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys helped my friend Chef Blythe Beck. She was a reality show chef, and she's got a new restaurant called Pink Magnolia here in Dallas. Y'all got her mama car this week.
Yes, we did.
So thank you for that.
We appreciate the referral.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. We need to go to Pink Magnolia.
That's right, in Oak Cliff. So, Jesse Hawley, congratulations to you. I hear you're one of DFW's hottest, according to DFW.com.
What?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
did they oil your body down? That's all I want to know.
Oh, dear. We need a microphone.
We need a mic.
He was...
There we go. One shot, I was in the pool. So no need for oil when you're already wet.
Got it.
So you're topless?
Yeah.
They took pictures.
They did. And I had one. I was like in the foyer of a spa castle.
I need a shower.
And so they took some good looks. I was outside by the pool and inside dressed up nice and adult-like.
Did you wear those same socks that you're wearing today?
No, I had.
Those are some rocking socks.
Thank you. I had like some Carolina blue socks with yellow dots, yellow polka dots on it. It was pretty cool.
Nice. I didn't see the socks today. What do they look like, Tammy?
Well,
we need to explain for everybody else too, who's not in the studio.
What's funny is I gave some socks like that to my brother-in-law not long ago. Those are Batman socks. They have the pow, and
wham,
kapow,
boom,
and bam.
Onomatopoeia. David knows what that is.
Yes.
All right.
You shut us up. We're both like,
huh? Huh?
We're getting some Autoflex Leasing fan textures for people who want to back the blue this weekend. And this guy says, shout out to, number one, my last used car. Number two, police officers. And number three, the movie Old School. For all three of these, you're my boy, Blue.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cute. I see what you did there.
Okay, you know, I looked online, by the way, and this I got online, and I posted this on Autoflex.com's Facebook page. There, J.C. Whitney is 100 years old this year, the J.C. Whitney catalog.
Oh.
Been around 100 years.
J.C. Whitney, not J.C. Penney.
No, it's J.C. Whitney.
Okay.
And they sell automotive stuff, and they have some great retro ads. One was a car stereo disguise, so if you had a cassette player, you could click this on the front. And people would think you had just a regular AM radio, and they wouldn't steal your cassette player. I promise you. It says you don't have to worry about locking your car. I love that part.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and it Velcros on. It's got a Velcro. It Velcros on to your stereo.
So it's like a faceplate that you put over the front.
What'd they sell it for, Dave?
That was $7.95 for that. And they also have one that makes your radio look like an ashtray. There's a little bit of history for you. Again, $7.95 for the one that makes your ass. In 87, Whitney had ads for a fake car phone antenna. So if you didn't really have a cell phone in your car, you could put the antenna on your car, and it would look like you were Garden Gecko. You were the high roller.
You know that they have now this website called fakeababy.com, and it makes you look like you're pregnant. Like they have silicone belly.
Me?
No, they send you fake sonogram pictures.
Okay, so what is the purpose of that?
I don't even want to walk down that path. That's too terrible.
Hi, Mike Dingus.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. I wish you had a microphone. I wish Mike had a mic.
Mike's got a mic.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Snuggle.
PJ's working. JP's working.
This is the whole show. It's just out of control now.
Struggles. All right, Dingus. What were you trying to say?
I don't know. Can I say it now?
Yeah.
Oh, you can hear me? Cool. I was telling Jesse that we should get the pretend we're pregnant thing so we can get out of tickets, but that joke's way past at this point. That's where I was.
You can get like fake pregnancy tests.
Yeah.
But why?
Oh, come on. There's a bad...
Oh, you mean for, like, if you were trying to get somebody to pay you because you were pregnant?
No.
I don't trust hooligans.
We don't trust hooligans, Mike. No, but like some people, like literally, honestly, there's scams out where young women and older women would have these fake pregnancy tests done up, present them to the men or males that they were having sexual intercourse with.
You're kidding me.
And say, oh, well, okay, if you want me to, because you know, there may be a guy they'd be cheating with or their side guy, and they'll go, well, if you want me to, you know, get rid of the baby, give me $500 for the abortion.
Okay, I'm out.
Yeah. That's awesome. It's like the Jimmy Kimmel video where you, like, they fake told a bunch of kids that there was no Christmas and they all cried.
Oh,
it was hilarious
God.
To watch the reactions. Like, you fake tell this guy that he's about to have a kid and see all the reactions. He's like, oh, we're just messing
with
you.
Okay, so what do you do if the guy hangs himself or something?
Like, I'm going to start.
Oh, yikes.
This is okay.
Well, that's on him.
All
right. David.
That one left.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Texture. I'm on my way to San Antonio. What's the sister station in that area?
Radio.com.
It's radio.com.
Radio.com.
All the radio stations.
Yeah.
Download the app. Listen to us. We'll be
sorry, I just had to get off. That's just negative. I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
All right. What do you guys have coming up today?
I honestly, when we were driving in and I heard that you said that you had got lip injections, I was ready to come. And then you have them accented today. You have the red lipstick on.
Yeah.
You know, they really pop today.
Thanks.
All right. I like it.
Looks nice. Yeah. They go with your socks perfectly.
Yeah, they do, in fact. Those are shorts.
I was actually shocked that you admitted that live on air.
Why?
Most people don't admit it. Most people go around and say, oh, no, my lips are just full. My lips are just like that.
Sybil will out herself all the time. Trust me.
I do everything possible I can to make myself look younger. I have a weave. I have Botox. I have fake lips. All of it. Fake nails. Everything I can.
She married an older guy.
Such a cliche.
So why doesn't Kylie Jenner, why doesn't she just come out and say that she does all that stuff?
Because I think she's like, well, when it happened, she was like 17, so she didn't want to admit it because then people would say, you're not even a legal adult
I didn't tell
yet.
People I stuffed my bra back then either.
Oh.
I'm going to tell anybody.
Autoflex listening fan text. How come new cars don't have ashtrays? Because people don't smoke anymore.
That's true. Yep.
I want a faceplate cover for my nav system that looks like a cassette player or something like
so
that.
So nobody will steal your nav?
Yes. That's perfect.
So I don't have to lock my car.
I have to write J.C. Whitney.
My ashtray, I put change in it. And I whatever the car that I get, I always immediately take out the cigarette lighters and throw them away.
Yeah. Yeah, your car doesn't have one now, though, right?
Cars
doesn't have a little ashtray.
Cars,
no way.
Yeah, it does.
Well,
it
it's like a BMW. Little, they like to smoke over
they
there.
Have a,
do they
have
really?
A little,
oh, sure. They still smoke in Europe.
Yeah.
Oh. Dingus yeah. just smokes in
thanks
his
for,
car
thanks
still.
Thanks for telling
so.
Everybody that. No, I'm playing. Not even come get my car. People always trying to ask, what do you drive? What do you drive?
But, oh, sorry.
It's all right.
All right, so what do you guys
you
have
told
coming up?
Your car know, last right. time when you it's were picking your good. Boogers.
In fact, I got my car cleaned Tuesday.
I feel sorry for them.
And I got
they
car,
pulled out the scrub brush for the
I got my car cleaned Tuesday. I was like, hey, man, on the driver's side, Matt, you really got to go hard on the driver's side. I tip well, though.
There you go. So it's worth it.
I think we've gone downhill. I'm just saying.
You lived. All right, are y'all going to write this ship?
Yeah, we're going to talk Rangers and Cowboys, and we're going to talk movies at 10:45.
There you
excellent.
Go.
Go, Cowboys.
Let's go.
Go, Cowboys.
You can log on to autoflex.com.
Sooners, Boomer Sooner.
Or give them a call, 817 or 972 234-1234. We'll see you next weekend. Thank you to Snuggles for David Blessingame and Tammy Pickard. I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.